Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're back, Jay Foreman, DP Austin, Old School, live on the stream. Appreciate you guys chiming in today, man. It's been a pretty cool conversation, pretty bringing it back to old school, literally, with the Jerry Curl and some of our heroes and hairstyles from in the past. But I want to talk about some guys that I wouldn't say are in the past, but are definitely going to be in the present. And they had the 2025 College Football Hall of Fame list come out, some guys on there. Before we get into it, biasly speaking, I know Grant Wisham and Trevor in there, some other guys. Let's see Jason Peter get in there. I think that he was always the party starter. And I'm looking at some of these guys that he went against. He put work in against Dan Neal, offensive lineman from Texas. Dan Neal cost me about $7,500 DP. I did kick a field goal kicked his head so hard like a field goal, but it was deservedly so. He was known as one of the dirtiest linemen. He cut me from behind at one of the second play of the game, turned around, literally kicked him, and it was a cold game, so the end of the thing was into my cleat was, it probably was like a spike. Yeah. Kicked him, helmet went everywhere. Said it was, and I said, you know what, when Art Shell called, I had to call, you know, when yeah. you get fined.
You didn't just get the envelope in your locker.
I got the envelope. Okay. You call in the number. You set it up with your agent. And he's like, you got anything to say? You know, they give you a chance to kind of negotiate your way down. I said, you can keep it. He said, this is worth it. Just hung up the phone. Anyways.
I did it.
No, I was like.
I'll do it again.
I did. I said, Art, be honest with you, I would do it every single time. You saw the play before, and he was pretty much waiting for me to say something, not that, but I was. Still was mad. Anyways, that's being petty. And
well, but the funny thing about Art was Art
was the same dude.
Yeah, Art was the same dude.
He was the same dude.
Art was just like, yeah, you know he that dude. Like, okay.
So we got some guys on here, and this is, I don't even know how you all these guys should be on here. So we're gonna go from the very, obviously, the, you know, Nick Saban, Urban Meyer headline, mm-hmm. and Aaron Donald. So you gotta think those three are in. We'll start at the players, and Austin's going to get hype at one of them. I hate even saying this. This is one of the biggest human. No, Austin, stop right now. Don't even say anything. We'll get there. We're going to go in alphabetical order. Mm-hmm. First guy, one of the biggest brothers I ever seen in my life, Flozell, the Hotel Adam.
No,
probably not. Eric Anderson, linebacker from Michigan, negative Ghost Rider. No. This is one dude that I thought was going to be a good NFL running back, was really, really good at Wisconsin. Monty Ball had some off the field issues, weirdly enough, like after a really good, like, rookie year, just fell off the map.
So is 2-time All-American not the bar? Is 3 the bar?
I don't know what it is.
Okay.
I think once a guy from your school gets in,
they or can't, two and they, a championship,
they won't put you in. They won't put someone in from the next year from your school. So guys from Nebraska have to just wait, which is stupid.
It does help that Monty's rushing record got erased the next week.
Yes. Thank you.
Majay P. Ryan.
Yep. From Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Kajon Barner, Oregon running back. Nope. Aaron Beasley, defensive back from West Virginia. Very good college player. I don't think he gets in. Here's a name from our Vikings listeners. Bernard Berrien. from Fresno State, kick returner, wide receiver. I don't think he gets in. Jeff Bragel, offensive guard, USC, 1984. I don't know. This is the one guy here in the Florida, I think the Florida-Georgia game got drafted. If you ever want to get drafted off a game in a rivalry game, this guy is it. And he actually played good for the Bears for a few years, or actually his whole career, is Alex Brown, defensive end from Florida. He burst on the scene and literally got drafted off of that and won every accolade off of that. It must have been a down year. I don't think he gets in. This is a guy that was a stud. Next one, Rocky Kalmus. He has a great linebacker name, won the Buckus Award, two-time consensus first-team All-American. Has a good chance of getting in. Oklahoma hadn't had a guy get in for a while. He'll probably get in. Probably Oklahoma will get in there. Plus, they're going into SEC, so, you know, SECs get their put their hat on it. Greg Card, linebacker from Auburn. Don't know much about him. They say he's a linebacker, but he won the lineman of the year. He probably was a defensive end in the back then before, you know, Andre Bruce and those guys got drafted number one by Atlanta. Mark Carrier, sneaky, really, really. I mean, he was a great safety, the first in the lineage of great safeties, or along the lineage of great safeties. Kajana Carter. Man, I will tell you this. Of all the Penn State running backs that were viewed as busts, I think Kajana Carter, if he didn't have those knee injuries on that Cincinnati Bengals crappy turf, he was a dude. When he was healthy, he was really, really good. He might get in, even though that they were not co-national champions. So, they're, you know, it's okay. You guys will be okay. Russell Carter, defensive back, SMU. About Eric Dickerson, right? He was a first team All-American. Doubt he'll make it. Matt Kavanaugh, offensive coordinator in the league. No. Quarterback from Pittsburgh. Nope. This is
having watched him. No.
Listen, man.
No.
This we're gonna keep this next one real quick, DP.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. He's already going into the Indianapolis Colts Ring of Fame. Damn Dallas Clark.
I know you get nightmares. That's the idea. You think it'll show his highlights?
No, it ain't. No, because I ran out the screen. But I'm going to tell you, that's the fastest white dude I've seen in my life, man. I never seen a dude run like he ran. It's like instead of him getting taller when he ran, he scooted and was gone. He left me, first of all. Like, I thought Marcus Coleman was going to make the play, so I kind of, like, throttled down. So he left Aaron Glenn. He left Dante Robbins. He left some dudes in first-round picks, you know. Gone, and he cocked the head back on. I was like, all right. And then he caught one of like a little corner around me. So I'm still mad at him. Brad Culpepper, defensive tackle, Florida. played for the Bucks for a while.
Yeah, won't get in, but no.
Then you got your boy right here, Kenneth Davis, back up to Thurman Thomas up there in Buffalo, running back TCU. Doubt he'll get in.
You missed Cumbie could get
George
in.
Oh, George Cumbie.
Get in.
My bad. Sorry. Cumbie about that.
Could get in because
I think he gets in. I think he gets in before. Actually, I didn't see him. I think he gets in before Rocky Kalmus.
There's some names that come later.
Oh, I know. There's some good ones.
What, like how many of the player lists are we looking at? Four?
No, they get seven, right?
Seven. Cumbie's probably.
Yeah. Jarrett Dillard, wide receiver, Rice, no. Negative. Aaron Donald's in. Ken Dorsey, negative.
I don't know that Donald's in. Not in the college football Hall of Fame.
I was gonna ask that question too. He's
in the pro Hall of Fame.
Yeah. But listen to this. Unanimous first team All American, Bednarik winner, Lombardi winner, Nagurski winner, and Outland Trophy winner. He won everything.
Yeah, but that's the same can be said for everybody on the list. There's not a moment at Pitt where you go, that's the Aaron Donald moment in college football. In a big game, made a big play. Nope. Just it doesn't exist.
Yeah,
like you can fabricate it, but it doesn't exist. Especially when you compare him to what Cumbie was.
Right,
Aaron Donald was not the college player that Cumbie was. Oof. So
you got Von Dunbar, running back from Indiana. No. Greg Eslinger.
No,
really good player. But
Ken
no.
Dorsey.
Negative.
No.
Negative. Ken Dorsey's moment is when he beat up the iPad when he messed up up there as the offensive coordinator in Buffalo.
Yep.
And he threw that interception against Ohio State.
Yep.
Alan Faneca.
No.
No, but was it dude? Trust
great
me.
Pro.
Yeah.
He'll get the he'll again he'll
get eventually get
this is the College Football Hall of Fame. Yeah. So that's
LeVar Fisher. No. Negative. Willie Gault.
No.
No. Gaston Green. That's one of the best names. Gaston Green. He had the neck roll.
Close, but no.
Yeah, number 42. No. Byron Hanspar. Do you want to hear about a funny story about Byron Hanspar? Yeah. Here we are, man. So Byron Hanspar, he was running back from Texas Tech. And they were in the run and shoot and all this other stuff. So we're down there, and me and so the start linebackers, I think it was me, Farley, and I don't know who was in the middle. I was just saying Farley was Will. And you know, we get it popping out there pretty quick. So Farley goes over. I think the coach's name was Spike Dykes or something like that. He tackles Byron Hanspar, and Farley's over there just wolfing at the coach whatever. And Hanspar's mad. So we get it. We're over there, and it's hot down there. And Coach McBride comes over, and I always sit next to Farley. And he had a dip in it. He was like, all right, bleep, 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 bleep. The ref came over and said, you talking junk to the sideline and Hanspar. Stop it. You know, Farley was like, yeah, all right, coach. Yeah, we get back out there the next play. Out of nowhere, Farley comes out, whap. Then he started talking. I was just laughing so hard. And then he would talk about Byron Hanspar, talk junk about Byron Hanspar to me while we're in there. Yeah. And he'd be right there. He'd be right there.
I can't talk to him. Yeah. I can talk about
him. He'd be like, man, this dude is garbage.
I can talk about him.
The next on the list is Kevin Hardy. He was a dude.
Loved him, but no.
He teamed up with Simeon Rice and John Hollisek. Probably not getting in. Graham Harrell, Texas Tech, negative. Marvin Harrison.
Still no.
No.
Still
Garrison
no.
Hurst. No.
Maybe.
Big Daddy John Henderson.
No.
Heupel. Josh Heupel.
No.
Tennessee head coach.
No.
Ironhead Craig Hayward.
No.
Chris Hudson. No.
No.
He was a good player, though. Michael Huff.
Nope.
He was a dominant defensive back. Mark Ingram.
Maybe.
Mark Ingram, Heisman
Maybe.
Winner.
Maybe.
DeSean Jackson.
Bama's first ever Heisman. I think that's going to carry some weight.
Well, but Saban, is there?
Yeah, can you get to
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
One
Can
year.
You get two in the same
Well,
year?
Who's the defining player of the Nick Saban era at Alabama?
Well, that's why you're having the question, but
yeah. DeSean Jackson.
No.
Close. Sebastian Janikowski. No.
Sebastian, yes.
You think he gets in?
Arguably the best collegiate kicker ever.
He ain't getting in. Man, that just ruined it. If a kicker gets in, I can't.
Title.
He drafted first round.
Yeah.
Had the long run. Yeah.
Ed King. Nope.
No.
Olin Cruz, he was a dude.
Just miss.
Yeah.
Just miss.
James Laurinaitis. No.
Maybe. No. I think Laurinaitis. It's Laurinaitis Cumby. This is a three-time All-American. In prominent games.
First time.
Yep.
First team.
First All-American. Team All-American. So I think, and with the family name, I think it's a tie. I think he gets in. I think he gets in.
He ain't flashing, though.
I think he gets in. He was the grind.
AJ Hawk was more flashy than
him. Is Kazmaier in?
Katsumar?
Yeah.
I'm sure he's in.
Katsumar, is he in? Yep.
Brian Leaf.
No.
John Lee. No, man. Why you even got kickers on here? Well, Todd Light.
Maybe.
Marshawn Lynch.
No.
He just needs to be in there just for the acceptance
speech. Just for the speech.
Alex Mack.
No.
Wayne Martin.
No.
He was a good dude, too.
Yeah.
Terrence McKay. All these guys, that was a good. Herman Moore.
No. Ooh. Love him, but no.
Kellen Moore. Oh, no. Come on. Dan Neal. No. Negative. Terrence Newman.
Just misses.
Is he still playing in the league?
Just misses.
He played like 19 years on this team.
He just misses.
Yeah. Helote Nata. He took out Robert Griffin III.
But what he was at Oregon was a game changer.
Yeah.
So
Helote Nata.
But I think it's either him. It's one of these next three, but not all of them.
Ken Norton, Michael Orr, or Jim right. Pine.
Like those. Pine, we met. He was just here at the Remington, and you understand how good he was. I'm not sure that Pine isn't the offensive lineman that gets it this year. Mm. He was that good. Pine was that good.
Antoine Randle L.
No.
Simeon Rice, Chris Samuels.
Now, if Ingram doesn't get in, Samuels being the Alabama best at position, there's nobody. There's a 15-20 year run at that tackle position that I'm not sure Samuels isn't the best out of the bunch.
Yeah. Of all from Bama.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Larry Sievers, negative. Richard Seymour.
Not because of college, but two really good years.
Oof.
Yeah. Two really good years, man.
Steve Slayton.
No.
No. Darren Smith.
No.
He's before his time. He was cold blooded. Yeah. Justin Smith from Missouri.
No. Close, but no.
Here, you want to hear a funny story about Justin Smith?
Yes.
So he comes up here on his visit, right? He's supposed to be like Grant Wisham number two. He has a great visit. I mean, the dude was just, he was like Latimer. I mean, we took him to a party and homeboy, and I mean, he's a great dude because he's in San Francisco. He's a cool dude. My man, I was like, hey, the elevator ain't going all the way up to the top. But then he told us, he's like, I'm going to go to Missouri and I'm going to dominate. He's like, man, whatever. Next thing you know, he goes first round.
Amen.
And a great dude, though. Tequio Spikes, straight up dog. Yeah. He probably doesn't get in.
Probably not.
Taylor Stubblefield, no. Negative. Sean Taylor. Ooh, generational talent.
Probably.
Ten. Sean Taylor probably gets in.
Probably.
Manti Te'o.
Two of the best college seasons, back-to-back, not this year, next year.
Yeah, he finished in the top two for the high.
There are three better college linebackers on this list.
Yeah, but
so
Dennis Thurman. Ooh, USC has some I forgot Dennis Thurman went to USC.
Dennis Thurman was savage. Oh,
he still is a savage.
Man, that dude.
He's up there at Colorado.
I'd be perfectly fine with Dennis Thurman getting there because I remember Dennis
Thurman was cold.
He was a bad man.
He hit you like he just mad at you just for no reason. Like it's a hot day down in like Texas.
And here's the thing: two of these final five get in.
It's going to be hard to keep this dude out here. I think Harrison asked me about this dude.
Huh?
Michael Vick.
Yeah,
he might get in. Just imagine these two in that game in the national championship.
They have to get in together.
Peter Ward.
They get in together this year.
Eric Weddle ain't getting in.
But, bro.
He would call.
Listen to what I tell you.
He's not getting in.
I'm just going to say this. Him and Dennis Thurman are the two best defensive players on this list.
Yeah, but Eric Weddle ain't getting in there.
Weddle at Utah. Remember, ask Alabama. Ask Nick Saban.
He ain't getting in. I'm telling you right now.
I bet you what.
There's not a day that ends in Y that he's going in before Sean Taylor. It's not happening. He's not getting
in. College?
He's not getting in.
Weddle was better in college.
Yeah,
he's not getting
in. I was there for the Weddle run, bro. I'm just telling.
I understand. Eric Weddle was so good,
he made me believe in white defensive backs again.
He ain't getting there. He was cold blooded. I give him his props. I'm giving him his props.
Okay, white dude. You're welcome back to the club.
I'm not taking anything away from Eric Weddle, but he's not getting it. He's not getting it. He was cold blooded. He's not getting it.
He was an offensive weapon that they used him offensively.
Because they ain't had no players. He ain't getting in.
What are you talking about?
He's not getting in.
Better two-way player, Eric Weddle or Sione Vaki?
Weddle. Weddle. Weddle could get out there and run that zone read with them on offense and make people scared. So, yeah, Weddle, I'm cool with.
Yeah, I mean, he's just not getting in right now. Ryan Yarbrough, no. Negative. He was cold-blooded, though.
Yeah, but no.
Lewis Zendejas, nope.
If Janikowski wasn't on the list, Zendejas is in the discussion. But Sebastian Janikowski is the kicker for this round.
The coach is Larry Blakeney from Troy.
No.
Nope. Jim Carlin, West Virginia, Texas Tech, and South Carolina.
Well, they try to take a small college coach.
I mean, he had a long run at Troy, though, 23 years, 24 years.
That's the I think.
I doubt it, though.
I think one of the two, either him or Coffin, get it.
Oh, there's only two coaches.
For the two small coaches.
You got Tommy, supposedly. Tommy Tuberville.
Well, it's Urban and
Saint. Nick.
Everybody else just spectate.
You know who won the best? Ralph Region.
I love Frisch. Doesn't he live here? Doesn't he live in Nebraska?
I don't know.
I think he lives in Nebraska.
You know who else was a good coach on the sneak? Larry Coker.
Yeah, he was too nice of a guy.
But then he went to Texas San Antonio and did some things. Posted a 60-15 record at Miami.
I'm gonna lean in to the Urban Saban and let everybody else kind of wait. If Tuberville is even mentioned, I want to throw things at him. So there's that.
Tommy Tuberville?
Yeah.
Frigin lived in South Carolina as of October of 2021.
I have a sneaky suspicion that he
lived. You guys
moved. He's got family here.
There is.
Johnny Holiday has told me several times that Frigin lives here.
We got to find him at the ice cream shop.
Yes. Yes. Yes, because I believe he's here.
He liked the dude standing next to you at Hy-Vee.
And you don't even know.
You don't even know.
Coaching greatness is just hanging out. Yeah, I like that list, though.
Yeah, it's you know, it comes out every year, stuff like that. So we'll see. Keep an eye on it. It'll be interesting who gets in, man.
They've got the small, so that second group, the smaller group.
Yeah.
Of the divisional playoff candidate and couple of names for you that jump out and you go, okay, well, wait a minute. Maybe we need to talk about it. But
I think they have their own section, their own.
Right. Yeah. Right. They have their own group.
Vote or whatever.
Yeah. But so wait, I just saw the two that I wanted to talk about specifically. John Fitzgerald out of Central Oklahoma was a dude, but in the list of Carl Hairston, that's a dude that ran with your dad.
Yep.
Great defensive end.
Big Daddy.
Yep. Yep.
That's what they called him. Yep. Big Daddy Carl Hairston.
Yep. And then the other, Jim Kleinsasser.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't even know what his name
right.
is.
Right.
What we call him.
Right. That's why I brought it up.
Strahan's on the list.
Who?
Strahan.
Yes. He'll get in.
Strahan's on the list. Sean Landetta's on the list.
Well, here's a quick Jimmy Kleinsasser story before we put a bow on this awesome show today. So you met up there at the Minnesota game my best friend Jamal Lewis, who had
a
Jay Foreman jersey, Nebraska, when Nebraska played Minnesota this year.
Yep.
So DP didn't think he was my best friend, and he was, right? So,
well, yeah, so, Foreman. So, I was like, wait a minute.
So Jamal played at a Division II school called Morehead State.
Yep.
And he played, and he was a corner. He was a receiver. Well, he came in and received, they played corner. He said that when they ran cloud coverage, which is essentially boundary side cover two, guess who caught the two tight end delay flat? Jimmy Kleinsasser. Yeah. He said Jimmy Kleinsasser again. He just ran him over, man. That's funny, man. So
he was a dude.
We used to run into Jimmy Kleinsasser all the time. Actually, you know, he still lives up in Minneapolis. He married like one of my high school, what do you call him, classmates. So pretty cool. He's a good dude.
That's why I wanted to bring him up.
Yeah, good dude. Hey, and he could hoop too. Yeah. Yeah, and that, he was a big tight end, 280 pounds. So anyways, good Tuesday. Beautiful weather outside. Appreciate you listening. Turn it over to Ticket Weeknights, and also the Royals are live on the radio. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, Old School, we are out.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.